Now let's read on here, because this is important. And there came some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of ointment made? Now, John also tells us in his account that Judas led in the defection, and it caused others to follow along. And in verse 5, for it might have been sold for more than 300 pence, and have been given to the poor, and they murmured against her. Now, the pious suggestion that the proceeds be used for charitable purposes covered up the real reason. Judas wanted to appropriate it, of course, for his own selfish ends. And there's a lot of that being done even today in many ways in Christian work. And we find here that this man raises that objection. And he uses that, oh, it might have been used for a very pious way. But the question is, had they given it to Judas, is that where it would have gone? Verse 6, and Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work on me, for ye have the poor with you always. And whensoever ye will, ye may do them good, but me ye have not always. Now, if they were sincere, there'd be many opportunities to help the poor, and they could avail themselves of it. And the presence of the poor is one of the characteristics of this age. There'll be no elimination of poverty until Jesus comes. This idea today that you can eliminate poverty by passing out dollars or checks is the biggest mistake, of course, in the world. That's not the way that you're going to eliminate it. There's so many other things that are wrong in the world that'll have to be made right first. Now notice what our Lord says here in verse 8. She hath done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Now she's done what she could. And that's all God's ever asked any man to do. But the important thing to note here is that Mary had a spiritual discernment which was sadly lacking even in the apostles at this particular time. She anointed his body for the burial. Just think of this. This poor, frail woman, she stood on the fringe of the events which were leading to the cross and let the Lord Jesus know that she understood. May I say to you that none of the apostles sensed this, but she did. And the fragrance of the box of ointment she broke that day has been borne across the centuries by the Holy Spirit unto our day, and it still fills hearts with its sweetness, even at the present hour. And I trust right now the fragrance of this box of ointment might be wafted in by radio where you are and see this lovely thing that she did. And our Lord added this. He said, verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial unto her. And the aroma of the alabaster box fills the world where the gospel goes. I wonder today, so easy to read this, and it become meaningless to us. But have any of us broken our alabaster box upon Jesus that there might be a fragrance in our lives and it might be a blessing to others? And I think that maybe if some broke their alabaster box of ointment, it would be to help the poor. I'm wondering today if those that are God's people are really doing what they should do today. Somebody needs to break their alabaster box of ointment